This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So, imagine for a second that you run a highly successful business.
Right.
You know, you have a great product, a stellar reputation, and a website that gets like thousands of hits every single month.
Right. Your dashboard is totally green.
Exactly. The metrics look completely healthy. But quietly, out in the digital ether, your absolute perfect, ideal customers, the ones who have the budget and the exact problem you solve, are just walking right past your digital storefront.
They don't even look in the window.
No, they don't even see the building. To them, you don't exist. You are losing high-value customers you never even knew were in the market in the first place.
Which is honestly a terrifying concept.
It really is.
Yeah.
And these are what the industry is calling ghost leads. And if you're a business owner or a marketing professional or really anyone who relies on a digital presence to generate revenue, it is just a genuinely scary concept to wrap your head around.
It is the ultimate blind spot. I mean, we've spent, what, the last two decades building these incredibly sophisticated tracking systems.
Oh, yeah, to monitor every single click.
Right, every click, every bounce, every conversion on our websites. But ghost leads bypass that entire infrastructure.
Completely.
It's literally keeping executives awake at night because it totally subverts the established rules of digital visibility.
And that structural shift in visibility is our mission for today's deep dive. We're going to unpack exactly why your digital presence might be completely invisible in the year 2026.
And more importantly, how you can actually rebuild your authority.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And our roadmap for this is just a fascinating analysis by Joe Medico. He's the director of client services at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
And the piece is titled AI Visibility Gap Analysis.
Right. And the core premise here is that there's this massive fundamental disconnect between how traditional company websites are built and how large language models, you know, tools like ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, how they actually parse and recommend information to B2B buyers.
Yeah, and before you assume this is just like some enterprise software problem that doesn't apply to your specific industry, I want you to consider your own daily workflows.
Right, think about the last week.
Exactly. You probably used an LLM to quickly draft an email, or maybe you fed a dense meeting transcript into Google Gemini to get a bulleted summary.
Oh, I do that literally every day.
We all do it because it's incredibly efficient. But we often fail to recognize that we aren't just the users of these tools.
Right. We are the subjects being evaluated by them.
Exactly. Your buyers are doing the exact same thing to find vendors, evaluate services, and solve their problems. They aren't spending hours scrolling through search pages anymore.
No, nobody has time for that.
Right. They're asking AI to do the heavy lifting of vendor selection.
We think of AI as our personal assistant. But we completely forget it's also our customer's gatekeeper.
That is a great way to put it.
And to understand why perfectly good businesses are becoming invisible to that gatekeeper, we first have to look at the mechanics of how the buyer's journey has just fundamentally changed.
Right. We've crossed a tipping point.
We really have. We've gone from traditional search engines to what we now really need to call answer engines.
And the data Double Dome provides on this behavioral shift is just stark.
It's wild.
According to their analysis of the B2B adoption curve, over 65% of decision makers are now using generative AI as their primary research tool during the vendor evaluation phase.
Over 65%. I mean, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That is no longer a niche group of early tech adopters.
Yeah.
That is the vast majority of the purchasing power in the market.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because I think we need to visualize the difference between how these two systems handle a human request.
Okay.
Think about traditional Google search, like being handed a massive sprawling map. You ask a question, and the search engine hands you this giant map, a list of blue links, and essentially says, here are 10,000 possible places that might contain your answer. Good luck finding your own way.
Right. You, the user, have to do all the work.
Exactly. You click a link, read some biased landing page, evaluate it, hit the back button, click the next one, and mentally synthesize the information yourself.
Which is exhausting.
It is. But AI discovery, that is like having a private chauffeur who already knows your exact preferences, knows the city inside and out, and just drives you directly to the absolute best destination.
It completely bypasses the map.
Yes, it just hands you a single synthesized answer.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it fundamentally changes user intent. Buyers aren't typing in fragmented keywords anymore.
They don't want the map.
Right. They don't want the map. They are running incredibly complex consultative queries. I mean, 10 years ago, a buyer might type best IT services Chicago into a search bar and just start clicking.
Yeah, that was standard.
But today, that same buyer is opening Claude or ChatGPT and typing, compare the top three IT providers in Chicago that natively integrate with Salesforce, specialize in the healthcare sector, and have a proven track record with mid-market companies.
A traditional search engine algorithm doesn't even know what to do with a query that conversational and multi-layered.
Not at all.
It just looks for a web page that happens to have all those words stuffed onto it.
Right, because traditional search relies on crawling text and counting backlinks to drive a click to a destination.
It's a matching game.
It's fundamentally a matching game. But an answer engine operates on a completely different architecture. It relies on entity confidence and semantic context.
Interesting.
The AI isn't trying to give you a list of links to click. It is trying to synthesize the entire internet to confidently state, based on the highly specific parameters you gave me, here is the objective answer.
Right. And because the answer engine is providing one synthesized recommendation instead of a list of 10 links, the penalty for missing the cut is absolute.
It's brutal.
Like, if you were on page 2 of a traditional search result, a persistent buyer might eventually click over and find you.
Sure, it happens.
But with an LLM, it's a binary outcome. You are either cited as the preferred answer, or you are entirely invisible.
Which is exactly what creates the ghost lead phenomenon we were talking about. And it's causing a massive headache in boardrooms right now.
I bet.
Double Dome actually refers to this as the AI slump. You have CEOs looking at their digital marketing dashboards, trying to run that classic simple equation, you know? I spent X dollars on content and SEO, so I should make Y dollars in revenue.
Right, the standard ROI math.
Exactly. But the dashboard is showing this bizarre stagnation. Website traffic might even look relatively stable, maybe a slight dip, but the actual qualified lead flow is just drying up.
The phone just isn't ringing.
Exactly.
Now, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second because I know how the marketing industry operates.
Sure.
Agencies love to invent scary-sounding terms to sell new consulting packages. Are we absolutely sure ghost leads aren't just normal, run-of-the-mill lost opportunities that have been rebranded?
It's a very fair question to ask.
I mean, if a lead doesn't buy from me, they're a lost lead. Why do we need a spooky new term for it?
Well, the distinction isn't just marketing spin. It is a vital technical difference in how data is captured.
Okay, explain that.
Let's look at the mechanics of a traditional lost lead. In the old model, someone searches for your service, clicks the blue link, and lands on your website.
Right.
They look around, decide they don't like your pricing, or maybe your site loads too slowly, and they leave. They bounce.
Right, they bounce.
But, and this is the crucial part, they were there. Your server logged their IP address. Your analytics dashboard recorded the session.
Ah, I see.
You have a quantifiable record of that failure. You had a swing at the pitch you just missed.
Right. I can see the bounce rate on my dashboard. I can look at the page they left and say, okay, we need better copy here. I have the data to fix the problem.
Precisely. You can optimize for a failure. You can measure.
Yeah.
But a ghost lead leaves absolutely no footprint on your servers.
Wow.
These are high-value prospects asking an AI for vendor recommendations. If the AI model does not have enough mathematical confidence in your digital presence to cite you, it simply bypasses you.
So you aren't losing to a competitor in a side-by-side comparison on the buyer's screen?
No, because you never even made it onto the buyer's screen.
That is wild.
To the AI, you don't exist. The AI gave the buyer your competitor's name, the buyer went directly to your competitor, and your analytics dashboard recorded absolutely nothing.
You can't optimize a landing page if the prospect never lands on it.
Exactly.
You don't even know you lost the deal. That is just insidious.
It really is.
So, Okay, if we accept that the stakes are this high, and that being invisible to AI means bleeding revenue you can't even track, how do we fix it? Like, how does a business transition from being an invisible ghost to becoming what Double Dome calls the preferred answer?
Well, the solution requires transitioning your entire digital philosophy. You have to move from human-readable marketing to machine-readable authority.
Machine-readable authority, okay.
Yeah. According to the analysis, AI models vet potential recommendations using three specific pillars of authority. And if you master these three, you become the obvious answer.
Okay, let's break these pillars down, because this is where we actually solve the problem for the listener.
Let's do it.
Pillar number one is entity confidence and structured data.
Right.
And the source material points out a harsh reality that I think a lot of web designers really need to hear.
Oh, absolutely.
An AI does not look at a website like a human does. It does not care about your expensive hero video, your clever branding, or your beautifully designed layout.
It couldn't care less.
Right. It parses your website as raw mathematical data. And to do that effectively, it's looking for something called schema markup, specifically something called JSON-LD.
And, you know, to a lot of people, JSON-LD sounds like complete alphabet soup.
It really does.
But the mechanism behind it is actually quite simple. It is a standardized vocabulary that tells a machine explicitly what a piece of text actually represents.
Okay, let me offer an analogy to sort of separate this from standard web design.
Go for it.
Standard HTML tells a browser how things should look. It says, make this text Arial font, size 14, and bold it.
Right.
The machine rendering it has no idea what the words actually mean, right? It just makes them bold. But JSON-LD doesn't care about fonts. It's a hidden layer of code that says, this specific string of text is the name of our CEO. This string of text is our core service area. This string of numbers is our product price.
That's a great way to think about it.
It's basically like handing the AI a perfectly labeled, deeply organized Excel spreadsheet where every single data point is in the correct column.
Yes.
And without it, you're basically handing the AI a rambling handwritten diary and hoping the machine can figure out your business model by reading between the lines.
And the LLM doesn't have the computational desire to parse your diary.
No.
It wants the spreadsheet. And if your competitor provides the spreadsheet and you provide the diary, the AI will recommend the competitor every single time.
Just because it's easier.
Exactly. It takes less computational effort to verify their data.
But wait, hold on. If I just call my web developer today and tell them to like install a JSON-LD plugin, am I suddenly the AI's preferred answer?
I wish it were that simple.
Yeah, that seems way too easy. I mean, my competitor down the street can just buy the exact same plugin and generate a perfect spreadsheet too.
Of course they can.
So how does the AI break the tie if we both have great structured data?
That exact problem is why pillar number two exists.
Okay.
Once the AI can clearly read your data, it needs a reason to actually care about it. Yeah. Pillar two is high information gain content.
Information gain.
Right. And what's fascinating here is how fundamentally LLMs differ from traditional search indexes. LLMs are predictive text engines. They're trained on massive corpuses of existing human knowledge.
Right.
So when you write a generic blog post, let's say, 10 reasons your business needs a CRM, you are just repeating the established consensus.
You're just rewriting what 1,000 other websites have already said.
Right. And from a mathematical standpoint, your generic blog post adds zero new vectors of knowledge to the AI's existing weights.
It's completely redundant.
It is entirely redundant. In 2026, AI actively ignores this kind of generic fluff. It views it as just background noise. If your content does not provide information gain, meaning you aren't introducing novel insights, proprietary data, original research, or highly specific expert perspectives, the model cannot justify citing you.
So you have to bring something new.
To win a citation over your competitor, yes. You have to force the AI to update its understanding of a topic. You have to bring net new intelligence to the table.
Okay, so let's say I'm an IT provider. I shouldn't write a generic post about what is cloud security.
No, the AI already knows that perfectly.
So instead, I should publish like a white paper analyzing 500 of my own local client audits showing that healthcare clinics in Chicago have a 40% higher rate of a very specific server vulnerability.
Exactly. That is a perfect example. The AI cannot synthesize that localized proprietary data from general web scraping.
Because it doesn't exist anywhere else.
Right. It does not know that statistic until you teach it.
Yeah.
And when a buyer asks a complex question about healthcare IT in Chicago, the AI has to cite your company.
Because I'm the only one with the data.
Because you are the exclusive source of that specific, highly relevant data point. You became the authority by providing true information gain.
Okay, so I give the AI a perfectly structured spreadsheet of my business, and I feed it highly unique proprietary data to force a citation.
Yes.
Let me push on this again, though. What stops a shady, terrible business from just inventing fake, unique data, structuring it perfectly, and tricking the AI into recommending them over a legitimate business?
Well, that is the ultimate vulnerability of any search system, right? And it brings us directly to pillar number three, which is third-party trust anchors.
These trust anchors, okay.
You have to remember that AI models are engineered to be inherently skeptical. They suffer from hallucinations, and their developers are desperate to prevent them from presenting false information as fact.
Right. Nobody wants an AI confidently lying to a user.
Exactly. So they do not just take your website's word for it. They build what is called an entity graph.
An entity graph.
Yes. They cross-reference the claims on your JSON-LD spreadsheet with corroborating signals from high-authority domains across the rest of the web.
So what does this all mean in terms of daily operations? Like, how does a machine calculate trust?
It calculates trust through consistency.
Consistency.
Let's say your beautifully structured website claims you are a premier enterprise-level software provider headquartered in New York.
Okay.
But the AI scans the broader web and finds a Yelp page saying you are a solo IT consultant in New Jersey.
Oh, no.
And then it finds a random press release from 5 years ago saying you specialize in hardware repair.
Yikes.
Right. If there is a semantic mismatch between what you say about yourself and what the third-party trust anchors say, or worse, if the rest of the web says absolutely nothing about you, it creates a logic error for the machine.
It just can't mathematically reconcile the conflicting data points.
Right. The algorithm flags your business as a low-confidence entity. And because the AI's primary directive is to provide a safe, reliable answer to the user, it will immediately drop you from consideration and pivot to a safer source.
So consistency beats everything else.
Even if your competitor's actual software is slightly inferior to yours, if their digital footprint is perfectly consistent across industry directories, news mentions, and customer reviews, the AI will recommend them over you.
Wow.
To the machine, consistency is the mathematical equivalent of safety.
That makes a lot of sense. So knowing these three pillars, structured data, information gain, and trust anchors, it makes total logical sense.
Yeah.
But knowing the theory and applying it are two very different things.
Oh, definitely.
Like, if I'm listening to this right now, I'm probably having a minor panic attack thinking, this sounds like a massive 6-month, $100,000 technological overhaul.
It sounds incredibly daunting.
Yeah. Do I need to, like, throw my entire website in the trash and start from scratch?
Well, it's completely natural to feel overwhelmed by the technical requirements of LLMs. But the most relieving takeaway from Joe Medico's analysis is a resounding no.
Oh, thank goodness.
You do not need a total website rebuild to survive this shift.
Good, because nobody wants to burn down their digital house just to appease a chatbot.
Nobody has the budget for that anyway.
Right. So how do you actually implement this transition?
You start by conducting the AI visibility gap analysis.
Okay.
It's a highly specific technical audit that doesn't look at human aesthetics. It measures how often and how accurately your brand is actually being recommended by generative AI tools compared directly to your competitors.
Okay, so it probes the LLMs to find the exact semantic blind spots where the machines are losing track of your brand.
Exactly. It essentially stress tests your entity graph to find out where the machine's confidence drops.
And once you find those gaps.
Once you identify those specific gaps, you don't rebuild the site. You layer technical optimizations right over it.
Ah.
You inject the JSON-LD schema markup into the backend. You audit your external directories to ensure absolute consistency for your trust anchors.
Fixing all those old Yelp pages.
Exactly. And you pivot your content team away from generic blog posts and toward high information gain assets.
So you're basically retrofitting what you have.
Yes. You are essentially slipping a new machine-readable technical backbone underneath the human-facing website you already have. You are translating the value you already possess into signals the machine can confidently process.
And that is the ultimate value proposition for anyone trying to navigate this landscape.
Absolutely.
It is about actively abandoning what Double Dome calls legacy SEO.
Legacy SEO is dead.
It really is. I mean, for years, businesses have wasted massive amounts of budget playing this ridiculous game, chasing bot clicks, obsessing over keyword density, buying shady backlinks.
And just waiting in terror for the next core algorithm update to dictate their fate.
Yes. But the shift to answer engines is actually an opportunity to stop playing games.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity.
It's about building a rigorous technical foundation that makes you the undeniable, mathematically verified choice for the machines.
Which, in turn, makes you the obvious choice for the human buyers who trust those machines.
Right. It represents a fundamental maturation of digital marketing.
You are moving away from renting space on a crowded search engine results page and moving toward truly owning your market authority.
That's a great distinction. Renting versus owning.
Because if you provide genuine structured value, the AI will reward you with visibility that your competitors cannot easily replicate.
Which brings us to the core takeaway for you, the listener, as we wrap up today's deep dive.
The rules of engagement have permanently changed.
They really have. In 2026, your digital visibility is no longer a game of driving raw, unvetted clicks to a landing page. That era is closed.
It's gone.
Visibility is now entirely about winning citations. It is about doing the precise technical and intellectual work required to become the AI's preferred answer.
And whether you're a CEO trying to scale a predictable growth engine, a marketing director trying to justify your budget, or just, you know, a curious professional trying to understand where the digital economy is heading, understanding the mechanics of this shift is non-negotiable.
You have to adapt.
If you refuse to adapt to how answer engines vet, verify, and recommend information, you will simply fade from the digital landscape.
You will become one of those digital ghosts.
Exactly. Bleeding high-value leads you never even knew were looking for you.
You cannot optimize for a game you don't realize you're playing.
That's the truth.
But before we go, there's one final, somewhat provocative thought I want to leave you to mull over.
Okay, let's hear it.
We've spent this entire deep dive talking about the mechanics of feeding the machine, right?
Right.
We have to perfectly structure our JSON-LD data so the bot can read it. We have to engineer our content specifically for information gain so the LLM doesn't calculate us as redundant.
We are contorting our businesses to appease algorithmic preferences.
Exactly. And if this is the new standard for visibility, if AI models only recommend companies that perfectly cater to their specific mathematical needs, how long is it before the entire architecture of the internet is designed exclusively to be read by machines?
Oh, wow. That is a heavy thought.
Right. Are we rapidly approaching a future where the actual organic human experience of the web is just an afterthought? Like a thin coat of paint over a world built entirely for bots.
That is definitely something to chew on.
It is something to ponder the next time you ask an AI to find a service for you. Keep diving deep, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.